Our own vision. A lot of ancestors of heart have been working on that. And I again want to emphasize that this is not a vision in the sense of power's vision. This is simply bending to, this is simply allowing what we are to exist and creating the infrastructure, the physical, built world, the social world that we need to allow what we are to exist, to be, to flourish. And a lot of ancestors of heart have been working on that. We don't have to invent it. Virginia Woolf in Three Guineas described it. Paul Goodman also articulated it well. And thousands of years ago, Hesiod gave us its essentials. And a contemporary, N.C. Stan in Istanbul, provides a vivid, in-the-moment description. And you can listen to that excerpt in which I quote his description on the page for this show. But perhaps none thought it out in such clear detail, leaving it for us, we of the present generation, who could realize it globally, as Peter Kropotkin. And it has to be global. That's what we could not see earlier, except unless you were a Nikola Tesla, right? Then you could see that. That is those among those who love their brothers and sisters and love want us to have a world that's completely honest. I emphasize that point because the more I'm exposed to what I hadn't seen before, the degree to which this totalitarian vision has installed functionaries throughout our day-to-day lives. I didn't know that going in. And now, because I'm being in, the target here of a lot of I suppose tactics they've used, I mean, not supposed, tactics they've used successfully on a lot of folk, and now they're showing them to me. Until I was actually exposed to the degree to which they have in placed their functionaries deep across the world, I have to, I believe, and certainly the US. I mean, it's a global system. They use the same tactics. Until I had seen that, it hadn't, it didn't have the quiet, it didn't, the concern about having a world that's honest for the children didn't have quite the emotional quality, the pull, the sense of urgency, because it's just so horribly orchestrated and manufactured and false. This world we're living in, it's that, I mean, if that has just become completely shattering almost to me, to realize the degree to which our lives are false, are constructed for us to live in, and that there are people who could actually participate in crafting this falseness and encourage it and want it to be is baffling to me. Why anyone would not want for the children to have the actual, to have an actual true reality to, with which to apply their gifts, their intelligence. I mean, just the waste of it. The waste of having our children apply their intelligence to something that's completely fabricated. It infuriates and saddens and overwhelms all at the same time. We have to deal with this. It is, see, conditions are pretty critical. I hadn't realized how bad it is in the sense of the insinuation of these folks into this, the fact that they've created this world that we treat as real is horrible to me.